From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad, killing at least 70 people. Many of the dead are people who were traveling back home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in Karbala. Authorities suspect Islamic State behind the attack. The French news agency reports at least 7 buses were parked at the gas station in the village of Shomali when the bomb went off. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of Aleppo whose food stocks are depleted. Lisa Schlein has more.
The last food provided by the World Food Program was distributed to the trapped residents of eastern Aleppo days ago. Now nothing is left. Repeated requests by the United Nations to send aid convoys into the city have been refused by one or more of the warring parties. Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says there are hopeful signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Turkish warplanes were put on emergency standby Thursday after Turkey accused the Syrian government of carrying out an airstrike on Turkish troops. Western diplomats expressed concern that the airstrike risks bringing Syria and Turkey into an armed conflict with each other. European Union lawmakers called Thursday for a temporary halt to membership talks with Turkey because of the way the Turkish government has responded to July's failed coup. The European Parliament condemned what it called the repressive measures taken in Turkey since the failed coup. The non-binding EU motion for a largely symbolic freeze in membership talks is unlikely to be accepted by individual governments. This is VOA News.